Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 11th of December, 2020. Yep, you know what that means. 14 days till Christmas. We've got the best technology news that has been going on, and we're going to give it to you right now in about 5 minutes. Chrome users, you shall be happy to hear this. Finally, Google is going to give users an easier way to sync all that info across devices. And all you got to do is, of course, after you've sold your soul to Google, it'll be accessible by signing in with just your Google account. Now, as far as the data that will be syncing across everywhere, that will include your passwords, of course, and even payment information across all your devices. Apparently, however, though, Google is taking this a little bit slow. It's not like you're going to launch Chrome right now and say, boom, bam, it's there. No. The new feature actually will roll out over the next coming weeks and even months. In fact, Chrome on Android will be one of the first places you'll see all of these changes happening. Any bets Chrome on iOS will be the last? As far as Chrome's desktop version, it's also being updated to give access to safe passwords, if, of course, you've signed in with a Google account. That way, when you save a new password, Chrome will give the option to save it either to the device or to the Google account. So it will be there on all of your devices. If you've got the equipment, YouTube is ready to make you look good or bad, depending on how you look, because now it's going to support HDR for live streams. Yes, high dynamic range has come to YouTube after so long, meaning if you've got the existing hardware that supports HDR, plug it in, you can start streaming that way right away. Now, as far as why YouTube decided, yeah, let's go ahead and do this, well, it might have a lot to do with those folks over at Twitch. Yeah, Twitch, yeah, it still doesn't have HDR, and I guess YouTube wanted to be, there first. Even though Sony's and Microsoft's current consoles, yeah, they support HDR, which would make it kind of a nice feature to have over at Twitch. So yeah, this is kind of Google's way to entice gamers to come on over there. And finally, a new DNS standard? Well, that's what Cloudflare is hoping for. So much, in fact, that they've teamed up with Apple to design it. Yeah, that's right. Cloudflare and Apple are looking to do a new DNS protocol so they can protect you and your data from your ISP. The protocol is actually called Oblivious DNS over HTTPS, and it is meant to help you stay incognito from your ISP. You know, what you're looking at, where you're going, these kind of things that your ISP might just be saying, hey, well, what this subscriber's doing. Now, those of you out there, I'm sure a lot in our audience are concerned about their privacy, of course. Know what it's like when you're ISP and you use their DNS. Their DNS, of course, runs on their servers, and there's nothing really stopping them from actually getting your data and then selling it to advertisers. That's something Cloudflare and Apple want to put a stop to. Now, currently, Cloudflare already has the added ability to take ODOH requests to their 1.1.1 DNS service, but unfortunately, you may have to wait for your browser or your OS to support it. Happen to have a story you just love to send to us? Well, we'd love to get it, especially if no one else is listening to you. Send it on over at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website for the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, we're on Facebook, too. You can give us a like over there, British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by just going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show is definitely headed into the weekend, looking for a little R&R. You hope you can do the same for yourself. Have no fear, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday, have a great weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.